Welcome to Global Talk, a foreign affairs podcast from the national newspaper in Abu Dhabi. On the line today is Florian Neuhoff, who has been reporting for us on the offensive to recapture the ISIL-held city of Mosul in northern Iraq. Florian is based in Erbil, the capital of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region, but has been travelling regularly to the front line since the offensive was launched on October 17th. Could you tell us how the Iraqis and Kurds are progressing so far in the Mosul offensive? And do you think it's going as well as could be expected?
I think they are progressing fairly well, although given the amount of opponents that stand in their way on the road to Mosul, you could maybe think that they would be a little bit faster. But then what you shouldn't forget is that ISIS is fighting with some very underhand tactics. They're deploying a lot of snipers, roadside bombs, suicide vehicles. And they have no compunction about fighting till the end. So right now, there's the village of Batella, which is only a few kilometers from Mosul, has been freed by the Iraq's special forces. They're still fighting in Karakosh, which seems to be dragging on a little bit, actually. But it's a town of about 50,000 people, so it's a little bit larger. And even though the Kurds have said they've liberated the town of Bashika, I'd be surprised if that's actually the case, but they've certainly surrounded it and they're entering it. So all in all, I guess the progress is satisfactory, but not lightning quick.
And what are the main obstacles they're facing? I know you already mentioned a couple there.
So, yeah, as I was alluding to, it's basically the fanaticism of their opponents. They're willing to die for their cause, and they are deploying guerrilla tactics, which are quite effective at delaying regular forces. So as I've mentioned, the roadside bombs, suicide trucks, snipers. They hide out in tunnels. So, and they don't deploy a regular front line. So it's not so easy to get rid of them when they tend to hide away and then pop up unexpectedly from villages that the Iraq and Kurdish forces thought they had cleared. So the casualties in this current offensive are not necessarily that high, but to avoid casualties, it takes some time, and that's why they're going a little bit slower, as you might expect.
And how is morale holding up at the moment among the forces?
The Iraqis and the Kurds are very good at having very high morale at the beginning of everything, and then when things go a little bit wrong, they keep a stiff upper lip. But when I was visiting the front lines in near Bashika, certainly the mood soured a little bit when the ambulances start coming in from the front line, and they saw their comrades wounded. But it's by no means disastrous. They're definitely still advancing. They're still fighting, and I think they'll be successful I think they'll be reaching Mosul probably within the next week or so.
And Turkey has confirmed that it helped the Peshmerga with artillery and tanks at Bashika. Can we expect Turkey's involvement to increase as the days go on? And if so, what is the backlash likely to be from other elements involved in the offensive?
So I don't think the Turks have really increased their support by shelling Bashika, because they've been doing that for a good little while. If they are going to get more involved, that would entail leaving their current positions, which are on the top above in the mountains above Bashika, and actually participating with ground forces and maybe airstrikes. If they were to do that, the tensions between the Turks and Turkey and Iraq would continue to escalate, and in particular, the Iraq's Shia militias would be even more angered about Turkey's presence and involvement in the Mosul campaign, and they might see it as a pretext to increase their involvement, which is risky and tricky, because they're very strong, convincing evidence of them committing war crimes against Sunni civilians, and if they get involved, you could probably expect more of that, and you'd also have to fear that the population in Mosul might actually turn towards ISIS a bit more, because they fear for their lives from the Shia militias.
And how have the Iraqi and Kurdish authorities been preparing for the expected influx of people fleeing Mosul? Have you seen much going on the ground in Erbil?
No, Erbil you will see nothing. The additional capacity in terms of camps and everything will be quite close to the city. And there are some, not camps, but sites which are being prepared. to accommodate the expected outflux of civilians, which hasn't happened so far because ISIS is still in total control of the city and is, from my understanding, refusing to let people out. So the people who are leaving are coming from the outskirts of the, not from the outskirts, from the villages around and towns around Mosul where there's fighting going on. Preparations are behind and they're insufficient. And if there really is outpouring or the exodus of people that the worst case scenario envisages, which is around 700,000 people, then there'll be huge humanitarian problems in this campaign.
And now, how are they planning to deal with the prospects of ISIL fighters hiding amongst people fleeing the city or the surrounding villages?
They will screen all the men, and that's partly where the problems were coming from in the last campaign, which was for Fallujah, that they would screen the men and the Shia militias would get involved in that, and the federal police would get involved with that, and then a lot of these men ended up missing and never, you know, still being unaccounted for or returning severely beaten up. But if they do it properly, then it will just be the men being screened, I don't know for how long, and then being returned to their family. What you do notice is that with the refugees or the people streaming out of Mosul or from the environs, you go to the camps where they are and you see very few men, and that's because they're still being screened, or they have never left because potentially they maybe are with ISIS or have been prevented from leaving.
How long do you think realistically the offensive is likely to take?
As anyone's guess, but I'd be very surprised if it's over under 2 months. I think even before they will enter the city, they will pause again because they will need to regroup once they've closed the ground between the Iraqi forces and the Kurdish forces and the city. And then if you take as an indication how long they're taking with places like Karakosh, which is a town of about 50,000 people, and it's taking them 6 days now, then you can extrapolate that and you're in for the long haul in Mosul.
You can follow our online coverage of the Mosul offensive at thenational.ae/world, and you can follow us on Twitter at thenatworld. Thanks so much for listening.